Now it gives me great pleasure to hand over to Linda, who's going to do the first of tonight's chairs, the 15-minute chair. So I'm going to hand over to you, Linda.
Thanks, Simon. Hiya, my name's Linda and I'm an addict.
Hi
everyone. Oh dear. I don't know where to start, but I better make get on with it because it's like 15 minutes. I was listening to the readings and my head is in that space today that you will all know about, is where it's kind of racing and you can't really concentrate. I have days when I can and I'm really focused, and other days when I can't. And today's one of those days. My head's been flitting from topic to topic. It's just everything's going on at the moment today in my head. That's not to say everything isn't all right, because everything's great, but my head is just... So I tried to focus on the readings and the why are we here? And I thought to myself, yeah, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here, sat in front of a room full of strangers about to spill my guts about what a junky, slut, lying thief I've been all my life? But it's all right, because most of you have been as well, so that's good. And it took me a while to work that out. I came into NA and people, I was 44 when I came into recovery, and a grandmother and a mother, and extremely arrogant because of that. I thought I knew absolutely everything, and I left home at 15 and I kind of, led my own life. But it wasn't until after I came into recovery that I realised what a fucking mess I'd made of it. Total mess of it. From leaving home in Wales, and I came to London at 17 and moved into squats and started jacking up heroin, taking acid, all sorts, and then spent 17 years, I can't go into everything. My sister came and got me and rescued me that time, and I kind of clucked it out with her. Stayed with her for a little while, and then I spent 17 years as a mother and working in a youth club and stuff like that, and sort of manageable addict. I was drinking Bacardi and Coke, loved it. Bacardi and Coke, smoking dope, taking Valium to calm me down, taking a bit of whiz if I needed to clean the house, all that kind of, or ceilings a bit, I'll paint it, all right, let's have a black bomber. And that would be it, and it'd be like that, but nothing much ever got done, because I used to start polishing the fucking knives and forks and doing the plugs, and all that kind of thing with a toothbrush. I spent like 17 years of that, and my daughter, who luckily isn't an addict, bless her, she's beautiful, she left home at 17 and moved in with her boyfriend, and then it was like all my purpose in life had gone. And I started to go out, and immediately, I met up with the dealers and the druggies, and started taking coke. And then on my 39th birthday, I met this 24-year-old crack dealer, little hoodie he was, and moved him in for 5.5 years. Lovely. As you do. Any woman in her right mind would have run in the opposite direction screaming, but I moved him in. I found myself all those years later trying to kind of kick him out, because I tried to get clean with him, didn't work. We'd look at each other and go, all right, phone him, how much have you got, 20 quid, well, I've got 40, let's, it was all that. So I went to the doctor. I actually got sacked from my job. And something clicked at that moment. It was like a moment of clarity that I had, where something just went off in my head and I knew it was me. Usually I would have gone, my manager was a fucking bitch, and who does she think she is, sacking me, because I'm fab, I'm something. And that was it. I went to a friend of mine who I knew was in AA, and he told me about NA and gave me the where to find number and stuff. I phoned them first. I went to my doctor and I did a treatment day program thing for 3 months. And therapy, and my counsellor blackmailed me into coming into NA, because I'd been once with my friend from AA. And I thought, they were fucking mad, God. If they want God, just go to church. It's just an alternative for church, I was like, all of that. Just like that with Bacardi. And... My councillor blackmailed me. He said, if you don't start doing these meetings, we're going to withdraw the funding. So I went, well, all right. I thought, right, well, then I went to a meeting. They said, do 90 and 90. So I thought, right, I'll do two. That'll do. Do two a week. And, you know, alcohol is a drug. Yeah, it might be for the alkies, but I'm not an alkie. I'm a crackhead. So it's all right for me. So I carried on drinking as well. And, you know, and I think it was about 4 months of that behaviour. And I thought, no, this isn't right. You know, there's something about the kind of the drinking. I'd relapsed again. Went to Spain, my grandson's birthday, had some champagne. So I thought, oh, there's no drugs here. I'll be all right. You know, I can have a glass of champagne while I'm here. Came back 4 days later, got absolutely smashed and ended up smoking a crack. And that was it. That was another moment of clarity for me. I was in a big meeting in Notting Hill Gate, near where I live, and I sat there and I remember just crying, and I knew I wasn't getting it, because at the end of every single meeting they say it works if you work it, you know? I wasn't working it, and I knew that, and I wasn't getting the benefits. That was 2 years ago this week. So, and I've been clean ever since then. I got myself a sponsor, because before that I didn't trust women, but she's hard on me. To get me over my mistrust of women, she made me take a commitment at a women's meeting. Dumb bitch, you know. So I had to then every week go to this women's meeting and be around women. And, it you know, my phone is now full of women's numbers, you know, and I've got a good network of support that I've built up. So I've got a sponsor whom I phone all the time. Not because she tells me to either, it's because I want to, because I know that it works for me. I need to, my head gets so full that, and I can't make any sense of it. And she just gives me a different perspective on my head, you know, and she just sets me straight. And she's, you know, she is honest with me, and I like that. I like a bit of, you know, well, that's where you know, this bit's your fault, Linda. If you hadn't have done that, that would, okay, all right, you know. So it's really good for me. I did my 90 and 90 willingly, and I have never stopped. You know, it's only now 2 years. I still do five a week. Still do five meetings a week. I need it. So I did the sponsor, did the steps. I've greeted at meetings. I've made tea at meetings. I've swept up fag butts at meetings. I'm a secretary at a meeting. I've been GSR at a meeting. I've done nothing but commitments in the last 2 years. And it's worked. And, you know, there are times where, you know, recently I went away for a fortnight to Wales and I couldn't get to a meeting. There wasn't one near me. I went to one in Cardiff, which is like 45 miles away. And then I've learned to pick up the phone when I can't get to a meeting. So I did phone some friends in London. So I don't necessarily need as much as I did when I first came in. But what I've found has happened now is that I can give more, and that keeps me clean too. You know, phoning people, making sure other people are all right, making sure other people are going to meetings. And because my memory, I forget things so easily. I forget what it was like those last couple of years before I came into recovery. My head thinks it was all right, you know, to be hanging out in my living room window, trying to fucking breathe, going to set another one up, you know, stealing off everybody. You know, just miserable, letting everybody down, stealing food. I wouldn't spend any money on anything because I wanted it all for my drugs. I would go across to Kensington Gardens and nick the toilet roll because it was like, you know, £1.50. No, that's my crack money, you know? And that was my drug. And you know, there's other people who will identify. It's not the drug that you actually take, because I took all those different drugs and my head was always the same. It affected me all the same. So that was the one that brought me in, actually. And I now look back at it, and I'm really glad, because I wouldn't have found this otherwise. And in the last couple of years, I'm in college now. I did an access course last year, and I graduated. So I got the equivalent to 4 A-levels. I graduated in July. And I'm doing drama at college now, which I absolutely love. I think I found my path. I know I found it, and it's like, where is it going to take me now, you know? I don't quite know. I'm not so full of fear. When I first came into recovery, I was like a five-year-old little girl. I was scared when I was sitting on my bed at night. You know, it was the first time that I'd lived on my own, and I would sit on the edge of my bed and, you know, terrified that the boogeyman was going to come out and grab me from underneath. And I realised how vulnerable and how young I felt, you know. It was a dreadful time. But because of my sponsor, because of the steps, I do work the steps as well. I'm on step 6 now, which is the defects, and I've been stuck on it for 14 months, actually. Because actually, I don't think I've wanted to get rid of my defects. Some of them have come in really handy over the years. It's been my coping mechanism. I've had enough now, and I've started to ask people for help to help me get through it. I could never do that before, you know. And another thing that's really struck with me since I came into recovery, every single time I've asked people for help, I've never been disappointed. Sometimes they've said, no, I can't, because they haven't got time, or, you know, they've got their own things going on. But it surprised me how many people will go out of their way to help you and really, really be kind to you when you need it. You know, so, you know, top tip of the day is ask for help, because, you know, most people won't say fuck off. And if they do, they need this program too, you know. I think I've got to wind up now. I said to Simon earlier, I feel like the warm-up act. Get ready. He's the main act. Yeah. But that's good, because I've run out of things to say already, so it's brilliant. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks.
Right, thanks, Linda.